KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Marissa Hovde reporting for KJAN Sports. Sports is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together. And for them, it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Some boys high school basketball scores from last night. Guthrie Center beat Ankeny Christian Academy 46-41. Murray beat Mount Air 70-61. Villisca beat out Sydney 51-44. Riverside Oakland won 46 over Underwood 43. And of course, Atlantic beat Creston 68-48 last night. And Harlan beat Carroll 51-43. Trevor Rosenthal says he is excited to get the start when the St. Louis Cardinals open their Grapefruit League schedule against Miami today. Rosenthal is also getting the opportunity to impress his coaches. St. Louis is looking at three young pitchers to take the number five spot in the rotation now that Chris Carpenter is lost for the season. The 22-year-old Rosenthal is locked in a competition with 24-year-old Joe Kelly and 22-year-old Shelby Miller. The three right-handers have limited major league experience. Will Smith, one of several candidates for the fifth slot in Kansas City's rotation, outpitched two Texas starters already assured spots as the Royals and Rangers tied 5-all in 9 innings Friday in their spring training opener. Smith, a left-hander who was 6-9 with a 5.32 ERA in 16 starts as a rookie last season, threw two perfect innings with a strikeout. Rangers starter Derek Holland allowed a run and 6 hits in 3 innings. Alex Ogando, returning from the bullpen to the rotation this season, permitted 3 runs in 1 3 innings, including a homer to Adam Moore. Nelson Cruz and Yanger Solarte homered for Texas. Solarte's tying 2-run homer in the bottom of the ninth followed Brandon Allen's 2-out triple. The game was called after the inning ended. Last year was a magical season for the Baltimore Orioles and Chris Davis. It was the Orioles' first postseason in 15 years, and many people cite the 2 innings Davis pitched in Boston last May in a 17-inning win as the most memorable. For Davis, that was last year. He's eager for 2013. He points out that many of the same people who predicted another losing season for the Orioles in 2012 are saying that last year was a fluke. Davis said Friday, "You're always going to have your critics. Our job is not to worry about them." In 2012, Davis led Baltimore with 33 home runs and 169 strikeouts, but there's something else he wants to work on. He enters this season as the Orioles' starting first baseman. Yankees closer Mariano Rivera has thrown batting practice for the first time since knee surgery last year. The 43-year-old threw 25 pitches and said he was happy with the results. He expects to be ready when the Yankees open the regular season April 1st against Boston. Rivera was limited to 9 games last year, his season ending when he tore the anterior cruciate ligament in his right knee while tracking down a fly ball during batting practice in Kansas City on May 3rd. The Cincinnati Reds have blocked ace Johnny Cueto from pitching for the Dominican Republic in next month's World Baseball Classic. Cueto strained his right oblique 8 pitches into last October's division series against San Francisco. Because he finished the year with an injury, the Reds had the right to block him from playing in the WBC. Cueto was 19-9 with a 2.78 ERA in 33 starts during the regular season. Iowa has hired Minnesota Vikings assistant Chris White to coach running backs and coordinate special teams. Coach Kirk Ferentz announced Friday that White would replace Lester Erb, who left after 13 seasons at Iowa. White had been with the Vikings for 4 seasons after a long career at Syracuse. White's hiring comes as Ferentz completes the second shakeup on his staff in as many years. Iowa's 4-8 record last year, including a six-game losing streak to end the season, was its worst since 2000. Ferentz's program has struggled since its victory in the 2010 Orange Bowl. Ferentz recently announced former Colorado assistant Bobby Kennedy would coach the wide receivers, and former Virginia assistant Jim Reed would help with defense. Ferentz hired new offensive and defensive coordinators last year. The Baltimore Ravens have announced that center Matt Burke has decided to retire. He played in the NFL for 15 seasons. Ravens coach John Harbaugh says the 34-year-old played the best of his four seasons in Baltimore this past year with the club that won the Super Bowl. Oscar Pistorius has been released from jail. The magistrate in South Africa set bail at $113,000. Pistorius's next court date is set for June 4th. Lawyers for Lance Armstrong say the Justice Department has joined a lawsuit against the cyclist. The lawsuit alleges the former Tour de France champion concealed his use of performance-enhancing drugs for over a decade and defrauded his longtime sponsor, the U.S. Postal Service. The suit the Justice Department is joining was filed in 2010 by former teammate Floyd Landis, who was stripped of his 2006 Tour de France title for doping. An Armstrong lawyer, Robert Luskin, said Friday that negotiations with the government failed because we disagree about whether the Postal Service was damaged. Said Luskin, the Postal Service's own studies show that the service benefited tremendously from its sponsorship, benefits totaling more than $100 million. The Landis lawsuit was filed under seal, but it will be unsealed now. The Chicago Blackhawks set an NHL record for the best start to a season, beating the San Jose Sharks 2-1 on Friday night to give them at least 1 point in their first 17 games. Blackhawks rookie Brandon Schad scored a shorthanded goal early in the third period to snap a 1-1 tie. Chicago won its fourth straight game to break a mark set by the 2006-2007 Anaheim Ducks, who earned points in their first 16 games. The Blackhawks equaled that run Tuesday with a shootout win over Vancouver. Schad closed in on left wing, one-on-one with San Jose defenseman Brent Burns. After a quick fake, Schad fired a shot from the circle that beat San Jose's Antti Niemi just under the glove, 2:24 into the period. Victor Stahlberg also scored for league-leading Chicago, which has captured a total of 31 of 34 possible points. Sports has been brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.